Sure. Happy to. So my the domains that I oversee are supply chain and procurement, agricultural and fisheries, green travel and tourism, with various domain coordinators who are listed here. And there's been quite a lot of exciting work that's happened since the last forum in these domains. Can you go to the next slide, please? Updates in terms of projects. The Critical Raw Materials Supply Chain Transparency and Sustainability Project. It's a project that I lead. We are in the process of doing two things. The first is to identify the sustainability vocabulary in terms of what information along supply chains, the downstream, one downstream actor downstream is interested in receiving. So, for example, if you're a mining operator and you're being asked by your smelter for particular information about the sustainable performance of that shipment, we're looking to find out exactly what that information is. So, we've created a draft list of different criteria, and we are now in the process of reaching out to potential pilot participants from industry who we will be vetting the list with to better understand exactly what information they are being asked for. We're also working very closely with the UN Transparency Protocol team to extend that protocol for critical raw material supply chains. So that work is ongoing, and we will, when we are doing our pilots, where we're going out reaching out about the sustainability vocabulary, we will also be asking pilot participants to implement UNTP to test it out, and taking the results of that to create a CRM extension of the UN Transparency Protocol. The textile business requirement specification. So this is a project that is being led by Virginia Graham-Ramos. The extension of this textile and leather BRS was published in April of this year, and the resulting data is now being submitted for inclusion in the UN Library in the coming months. So very exciting work happening there, and that was a lot of work. So big thank you to that team. In terms of the, and I apologize, I've broken one of my own personal rules, which is to put acronyms up on a slide without defining them, a lot of them. So this next one is the Sustainable Development and Circular Economy Reference Data Model Update. This is a project that is currently somewhat on hold. But it is definitely planning is going on around it. In terms of the travel agency and DMCAPI-RDM, so I sat in a number of sessions on these two projects this morning. They're very interesting. It's all around travel documentation for tourism and digitizing it and including sustainability information in those digital documents. So both of those projects are moving forward in a very positive way, and very much appreciate the work that those teams are doing. And then in terms of the final project, oh, sorry, the API-ESP claims, that is also under the travel and tourism domain. So we can go to the next slide, please. In terms of the sessions, I participated in multiple different sessions over the conference, and just want to extend my thanks and gratitude to this team of experts in this room for all of the hard work that goes into these sessions, for your participation and excellent questions. I feel like we had some really good discussions. And input that we've received from you, we can take back to our projects to make them that much stronger. So I hope that if you attended some of these sessions and have an interest in participating in the projects, that you'll reach out to myself or to Steve Capel. We would very much be interested in additional efforts from experts in this room. And I believe those are my slides. So thank you very much.
Thank you.